Avi Yorish, where have you been?
Where have you been all my life? I've been in Area 51 looking for you.
Did you go, Avi Yorish?
I was there with signs waiting to find alien life form. I'm ready. Calgon, take me away. Beam me up, Scotty.
Oh, you know what? Sometimes we don't have to look so far for alien life forms. Just saying.
Are we going to find them in South Africa or are we going to find them in Washington, D.C.? Where are we going to find them?
I think Washington's more likely.
I don't know. We may have to search for Jerusalem. There's plenty of, you know, plenty of alien life there as well.
It's fat.
But all kidding aside, yeah. You know, when we think about alien life form, in the last week, NASA discovered a new planet called K2-18b. As a plausible candidate for searching for alien life. It's the first planet outside of our solar system that we have found that actually has water that's quote-unquote in the habitable zone.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is that in the next 10 years, we're going to be able to build telescopes that are really able to zoom in deep space in finding planets that are in a habitable zone around their sun-like planets. And Simon and I talked about this a few weeks ago, that there's a company now that is basically producing material in space for deep space exploration, both in terms of what it would take to get humans to explore places like Mars, but also telescopes to see into deep space.
Absolutely incredible. So are they going to just keep that very unsexy name, or are they going to name it, put it out to the public and on votes? I mean, do you remember what happened when Greenpeace named the submarine and they named it Boaty McBoatface? Do you remember that? I mean, maybe we can name it.
I think we should call it either Attila the Hun or R2-D2, one or the other, but I think we should go Star Wars all the way.
Not Planet McPlanetface.
Or just, you know, Planet Luke Skywalker. Luke, I am your daddy.
Is this thing not like 110 billion light years away or something insane? Didn't I read that somewhere?
It is very far away. With that said, it could eventually be, as we look to the future. I mean, Simon and I, we've talked about this pretty consistently. The world is going to change drastically over the course of the next 20 to 30 years, both in terms of the technology that's available to us today, but also the technology that's going to allow us to go far beyond our solar system. And the first step is to launch things not from the planet Earth into space, but really from space into deep space in terms of using 3D printing to produce material in space that allows us to go far beyond our current place in the world.
No, that's just too much for my brain to take in. I'm sorry. I understand that science fiction is always 10 steps ahead. But this is another dimension. This is just.
You see, I don't understand why we are worrying about inhabiting Mars, and yet we haven't explored our oceans.
I mean, leaving aside exploring our oceans, today the BBC announced that the planet is heating up at a rate unheard of before. We're going to hit 3 degrees Celsius potentially, and we are frying our own planet. And this is something that we are going to have to treat with the utmost respect and importance over the course of the next 10, 20 years. And when we look at countries, the United States, South Africa, Israel, we're going to have to really put our heads together and really exploring things on how do we actually cool the planet. Israel, last year on the holiday of Tu B'Shvat, which is the holiday of the trees, announced that they have discovered a way of cooling the planet over the course of 6 years. Interestingly, they would do it by planting a certain type of tree which is found in the southern part of Israel along a narrow band of the planet, and they have announced that they have a way to cool the planet in 6 years. If that doesn't make your head spin, I don't know what does, but the idea that we actually have the agency and the ability to chart our own path and really cool the planet, I find exciting and earth-shattering.
Incredible. Avi Yorish, it is always lovely speaking to you, and it's a huge privilege. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to talking next week. We might actually get to the topic that we eventually want to address, which is e-government. We'll get there, Simon. We're going to get there.
By the way, do you remember since you mentioned Khan Academy?
Sure.
I cannot even begin to comprehend how many people heard that interview and are now signed up on Khan Academy.
I'm really pleased to hear that. I mean, I think I shared the story of my own son.
You did.
Which has gone in from kindergarten to the fourth grade. He's now a third grader. in the idea that we can teach our children the skills that we all, that they must learn in order to succeed in the next, in the coming decades is an exciting one. The only thing we cannot teach our children at this point is the desire to learn. All the tools are out there and they're free. Free when it comes to studying math, physics, chemistry, biology, statistics, economics. It's all free and it's all available on the Khan Academy, and this is, and it's available in 20 languages. And so
amazing.
Whether you speak Spanish, Arabic, English, Hebrew, Russian, it's all available at the Khan Academy and is at the cutting edge of what is the greatest gift we can give our children, the gift of knowledge.
The gift of loving knowledge.
Yeah. And the idea that they can learn anything on their own. I've set my kids free on the Khan Academy in a safe space where I know that they can literally, you know, my 6-year-old, he's been listening to the Khan Academy on Walt Disney, on how they built Walt Disney. This is the latest thing that he's been listening to this week, and he's been coming back with these tidbits on this is what's happening with Walt Disney and Disneyland and Disney World and their business plan and how they make money and, frankly, how they're entertaining children.
Incredible, and how they're teaching them about
business.
This
repository of knowledge, and he's doing this on his own. These are things that they just literally go to on their own, and it's all available.
Incredible.
All available.
Avi Yoresh, that is where we leave it today. Thank you so much. We are out of time, but we look forward to speaking to you next week. God bless.
Have a wonderful week. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. What a lovely guy.